Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dive into all the latest AI advancements from November 14th, 2024. We've got some tech articles, research papers, and even a sneak peek at OpenAI's roadmap for AI's future in America. Get ready for some big aha moments as we explore what's new, what's controversial, and what it all means for you.
It's amazing how much is happening right now. It really does feel like we're seeing breakthroughs that could change entire industries, maybe even solve some big global problems.
Okay, so first up, let's talk about AI agents. Have you heard about this? OpenAI is about to release something called Operator. It's an AI agent that's designed to handle all those complex online tasks. You know, things like coding and booking travel, the things that take up way too much of our time.
Yeah, that's definitely part of a larger trend we're seeing right now. Claude from Anthropic can now control computer interfaces, and Copilot from Microsoft lets users actually build their own autonomous agents. This is AI that can essentially act on its own, making decisions and doing tasks without needing a human to watch over it constantly.
Okay, so I'm picturing this Operator, and it sounds amazing, but I don't know, a little unnerving too. What are the potential downsides here?
Yeah, it's a valid concern. Think about industries like customer service, data entry, jobs that are very repetitive and rule-based. Those could be significantly impacted as AI agents become more capable. And it raises questions about the future of work and how we all adapt and make sure everyone benefits from these changes.
Right. So AI could free up our time for more creative and fulfilling work.
Yeah.
But it could also disrupt entire sectors. That's a lot to think about.
Hmm.
But let's shift gears for a second to something a bit more hopeful. Researchers have actually used AI agents to design new proteins that can neutralize the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Yeah, it's a huge breakthrough. These AI agents, they actually worked as a team, holding virtual meetings to discuss and improve their designs. It's almost like a mini scientific community working together to solve a complex problem. And the results are really impressive. Over 90% of the molecules they designed were not only stable, but also functioned as expected in lab tests.
AI scientists having brainstorming sessions. It's mind-blowing. But seriously, what does this tell us about the potential of AI in scientific research?
It really highlights how powerful AI can be for speeding up discoveries. Imagine applying this approach to other diseases or developing new drugs, maybe even finding solutions to climate change. We could see scientific breakthroughs happening much faster.
Okay, let's zoom out to the bigger picture for a minute. OpenAI has revealed this really ambitious roadmap for developing AGI here in the U.S. They're calling for huge investments in infrastructure, working with policymakers, and they've even proposed these AI economic zones to speed things up.
And they're in talks with the government about building a massive data center, 5 times bigger than anything we have right now. It's a bold move, for sure, and it feels like a direct response to how fast AI is advancing, especially in China. OpenAI is basically saying, we need to step up our game if we want to stay ahead.
So it sounds like the global race for AI dominance is heating up. And speaking of developments, there's a lot more going on in the AI world. We've got Muse, which is designed to make clinical trial recruitment faster, something that could have a huge impact on healthcare. And then there's Deep Robotics, launching a commercially available quadruped robot. Think like a robotic dog, but for industrial tasks.
And don't forget about the legal battle between Jima, they represent musicians, and OpenAI. They're suing over copyright infringement of song lyrics. It brings up some really tough questions about AI and intellectual property.
So we've got AI agents handling complex tasks, AI scientists fighting COVID, a global AI race, and even legal challenges. This AI revolution is definitely accelerating. But we're just getting started on this deep dive, so stick with us as we explore even more groundbreaking stuff and what it all means for you.
It's really amazing to see how AI is finding its way into so many different industries. Like DeepL's new voice product, this real-time translation service, it can handle both spoken and written languages. It could totally revolutionize how we communicate globally.
Yeah, I can see that. International meetings where language barriers just disappear, or tourists talking to locals anywhere they go. It feels like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now.
It really shows how AI isn't just about automation and efficiency. It can actually expand what humans can do and help us connect better.
Right. But as with any powerful technology, we need to be aware of the potential downsides. Earlier, we talked about AI agents and the future of work. This real-time translation could be incredibly useful. But could it also disrupt industries like translation and interpretation?
Definitely. It's really important to talk about potential job displacement and how we can navigate those changes in the workforce. We need to make sure the benefits of AI are shared by everyone and that people have the chance to adapt and succeed in this new environment.
It's a good reminder that even the most positive advancements come with challenges we need to address. Speaking of potential challenges, let's go back to OpenAI's operator and those autonomous AI agents. It's exciting, but it also raises some serious questions about security and control.
Yeah, imagine giving an AI agent the power to manage your finances, schedule your appointments, even make purchases for you. Convenience is a big factor, but we also need to think about misuse or security risks.
Right. Could someone hack into these agents or manipulate them? How do we make sure our data is private and secure when AI is becoming more and more autonomous?
Exactly.
It feels like we're entering uncharted territory. And it's not just about personal safety. It's about how society as a whole could be impacted.
Right.
If AI agents become widespread, how do we ensure they align with our values and are used for good, not for harm?
Those are questions we have to wrestle with now as these technologies are being developed. It's crucial to get ethicists, policymakers, and the public involved in these discussions. That way we can make sure AI development is responsible and beneficial.
Okay, so we've covered AI agents, scientific breakthroughs, the global AI race, and some of the ethical concerns. But there's one more piece of the puzzle that I find really interesting. Those AI economic zones that OpenAI is proposing.
It's a bold idea, for sure. They're basically suggesting that if we create special zones with streamlined regulations and incentives for AI development, the U.S. can speed up progress and maintain our edge in the global AI landscape.
Well, it's like creating these hubs of innovation where AI companies can thrive, but it also makes you wonder about oversight and potential unintended consequences.
Exactly. Will these zones have the same ethical and safety standards as other areas? How do we prevent too much AI power from being concentrated in the hands of just a few? And what about the impact on the communities around these zones? These are all things we need to consider.
It seems like with every AI advancement, we open up a whole new set of questions and challenges. But that's also what makes this such an exciting and important time. We have a real chance to shape the future of AI and make sure it benefits everyone. Now, let's shift gears a bit and take a closer look at some of the individual stories and breakthroughs that are shaping the AI landscape. So we've talked about the big picture of AI, but let's meet some of the people actually shaping this field. One name that caught my attention is Dan Hendricks. He's a big name in AI safety, and he just joined Scale AI as an advisor.
Yeah, Hendricks is a really interesting guy. He's known for his work at the Center for AI Safety and his connection with Elon Musk's AI, Venture X AI, and his move to Scale AI, a company that specializes in data labeling for AI. That's a pretty big deal. It shows that the industry is starting to take AI safety seriously, and they realize they need experts like him.
So it's not just about building the most advanced AI, it's also about building it responsibly. Speaking of advancements, let's talk about Deep Robotics, this Chinese company that's making headlines with its X30 quadruped robot.
Oh, yeah. This robot, they're selling it for $54,000. It's designed for industrial use. Think things like SAT inspections and security patrols. It's a perfect example of how robotics and AI are merging. Robots are getting more and more autonomous, and they can handle jobs that used to require humans.
Yeah, that price tag is pretty impressive, too. It makes you think these robots are becoming more affordable for businesses. And speaking of accessibility, let's talk about Muse, this AI system developed by Formation Bio, OpenAI, and Sanofi. It's supposed to streamline clinical trial recruitment.
Yeah, this could be a real game changer for healthcare. Clinical trials are often delayed because it's hard to find enough eligible participants. Muse is trying to solve that problem using AI to identify and match potential candidates more efficiently. And they're already using it in Sanofi's phase 3 trials, which is pretty amazing.
Wow, so AI could actually help get life-saving treatments to patients faster. That's incredible. But just like with any powerful technology, there are legal challenges too. Remember GEMA, the performing rights organization in Germany? They're suing OpenAI for copyright infringement of song lyrics.
Oh, right. Yeah. That case really highlights how tricky the legal questions around AI and intellectual property can be. I mean, if AI can create music, poetry, even computer code, who owns the rights? How do we protect artists and creators in this new landscape? These are questions that courts and lawmakers around the world are trying to figure out right now.
It feels like we've only just begun to explore this AI revolution. AI agents that can code and book travel, AI scientists designing proteins to fight pandemics. The speed of innovation is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, and it's not just the technology itself. It's how it's changing society, jobs, the legal system, even our understanding of creativity and intelligence.
We've covered so many exciting and thought-provoking developments today. But one thing's for sure, AI isn't some far-off idea anymore. It's shaping our world right now. As AI continues to change and grow, it's really important to keep having these conversations, asking the tough questions, and making sure its development aligns with our values and benefits everyone.
Couldn't agree more. This is a journey we're all on, and it's up to all of us to guide the future of AI, to make sure it's responsible, ethical, and ultimately helps make the world a better place.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. We hope you learned something new and interesting. And as always, stay curious.